Gangs of pimps in expensive cars keeping watch, scantily dressed women hanging out windows touting for business, men entering and leaving brothels in full view of the public. It's not Amsterdam, but parts of inner city Limerick, which have been described in recent days as a red light district. Business owners in particular are not happy that prostitution is an increasing problem in parts of Limerick, such as Catherine Street and surrounding streets. On Saturday night, Brian O'Connell spent several hours observing one brothel in the area and talking to business owners and the escorts themselves. He joins us now. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miles.
Tell us first about the issues around prostitution in Limerick and why it's come to such public prominence at this stage.
Seems, Miles, that the issue has been increasing in the past 4 years. I suppose it has to be said, first off, like many cities in Ireland, it'd be naive really to think this is just a recent problem. It isn't. I mean, the Dock Road in Limerick, for example, was always known as an area for on-street prostitution. But it would appear that there's been a more organised approach in the past few years, and the problem is becoming a lot more public now, and it's both on and off-street. If you remember, Miles, Gardaí attempted a very public clampdown with a sting operation in 2011. Some Gardaí at that time posed as escorts, and they were propositioned by 21 men. They ranged in age from 25 to 67 years. Fines were imposed and the men were named in some media. But in recent weeks, business owners, including former Munster rugby player Gerry Flannery, his family have a bar on Catherine Street, which is right in the middle of the area that they're saying is a red light district, where gangs of women and pimps are very publicly looking for business. And Gerry had a lot to say about it. Last week, stickers were placed on parking signs on the street by someone, and the stickers read "Red Light District, 6 p.m. to 4 a.m."
Now, you mentioned Flannery's bar. Now, Gerry himself is currently in London working with Arsenal. You did, though, meet Gerry Senior, who's worked on Catherine Street for almost 50 years. He took you to some of the places causing problems.
That is one of the houses there, down in the basement apartment or flat. Up along the three or four stories, they're all been used as a brothel, basically. Now, what other apartments along here? I don't know if they've any other apartments. Just go this way, around the block. They used to operate more freely at the beginning from this block up.
This is the Glentworth Street area.
Glentworth Street, yeah. But they were quickly moved, and then they got a couple of apartments. You very seldom see these cars, these flashy cars that they have, except that maybe 10 o'clock tonight or half 10, they might come, and it depends on how much the police, the Gardaí, are hassling them. They sometimes move the girls maybe from here to Cork or to Galway.
So as you heard there, it's very open, Miles, and most of the locals that I met, they could point out the actual houses where it was taking place. In fact, the girls were standing outside one of them most of the evening. Now, on the actual street, on Catherine Street, and on the corners especially, I didn't see any women walking up and down. And what the locals were telling me is that the publicity that the issue has received in the last week, it is having an impact. And also, as Gerry mentioned there, the Gardaí are coming down very hard on them. And there was, I have to say, a very regular and a visible Garda presence on Saturday night.
Well, Gerry talked to you about the impact of the Garda crackdown, and he also felt, I think, that unless something is done to target the so-called pimps running the operation, the problems will continue.
I think the Gardaí have done, they're doing a great thing with them now at the moment. They're putting them under pressure and they're taking money off them, which they don't like. They operate very, very openly, and they'll come along to you and they'll say, "Do you want to have a good time with me?"
And are these Irish girls?
No, they're all foreign. They're all, I don't know what nationality they are. At times it's very hard to put an age on a young girl if she's dolled up, kind of. It is the oldest business in the world. It's like our Lord being crucified with two thieves that hasn't stopped thieving. They will have to regulate it some way.
And people have said to me as well, Gerry, that some of the women working as escorts can be quite aggressive.
Like, they've lifted their skirts to me and, "Is this what you want?" And they've spat and they've done, that was one corner from here up to where their flats are.
And would you see men propositioning them or walking up to them?
Oh, certainly, no. Walking up with them, they might have propositioned them, done their business down around the corner. It's something that's not been, it's not hidden in any way. My doctor, which is the same age as myself, he was propositioned 2 years ago. He just looked at them and he looked at me and, "What's happening around this area, you know?" you can give out all you want, and it's not until the Gardaí will get something done with those pimps that you can see them, the drive around. They have one convertible BMW, they have one 7 Series BMW, they've got an Audi Jeep. So they have the best of cars.
And I suppose given the rugby tradition with your bar, when people are inside in your bar, it's a different type of hooker they want to discuss, isn't it?
Oh, well, he's retired now. He's gone to a different type of sport. So how long they'll keep him, I don't know.
Now, you spent a good part, Brian, of Saturday night and into the early hours of Sunday morning watching the activities of some of the escorts. Tell us what you saw. Is the problem as bad, did you find, as has been reported?
Well, I got to Catherine Street about 6:30 on Saturday evening and the Cannonball Run was passing through. So there were large crowds on that street and on surrounding streets. At about 7:30, I myself was propositioned for the first time as I walked by the house that Jerry referred to. A lady was leaning out of a window. She whistled and I think she called me sugar or baby or something, and she motioned for me to enter the house. Now, I was across the street, so I was a good 20 or 30 yards away. I happened to glance at the open window for about 3 seconds. She caught my eye and then she propositioned me. So for the next few hours, I stayed quite near that house, out of view, and I watched the goings on. From time to time, men would arrive, knock on the door, and keys were then thrown down from a window on the first or the second floor, and then the men would enter. Couples and families were parking cars outside or nearby, while the women were visible. They were actually visible in the windows. They hadn't at that stage been gathering outside the house. The building really stood out if you were to look down the row of houses on the street, because it was the only one on the street that I could see where all the lights in all the rooms upstairs were on and all the windows were open. And in one or two of the windows, girls were sitting in the window, on the windowsill, actually applying their makeup. Just after 9 o'clock, Miles, I noticed one man. I would say he was in his late 40s, and he was walking down the street where the house was. He stopped, and I could see that he was talking to one of the girls in the upstairs window. He walked on for a little bit, and then he stood in a doorway nearby. So I went over and I had a chat with him. I couldn't help but notice when you walked past the building there, you stopped.
Yes.
Were you propositioned?
Yes.
What did they say?
She asked me if I wanted jiggy jiggy. And I told her no thanks. I couldn't understand her, first of all, though. I didn't know her English wasn't that good. That was it.
And you were on the other side of the street, so, like, she must have called you over, did she?
Yeah, but I thought she was looking for a cigarette. I thought it was Ziggy Ziggy. And they said I don't smoke. That was it. No.
Has that ever happened before on the street?
No. Never.
And you were in having a massage, I saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for muscle problems.
And what do you think of the fact that, I mean, it's quite overt there. We're both looking at that building across the road. All the lights are on. It's not behind closed doors.
No, it's not. I was actually very surprised.
Were you tempted at all?
No. No, that's not my scene. Like I said, I don't know the area, that's it.
So he had come out, Miles, from a legitimate business, which is nearby, where they offer massage. He's got a muscular problem, as he said there, and he was propositioned.
Now, he was walking along and the woman called out to him from across the street. It sounds very open and very public. Did you see the Gardaí call to the house at any stage in the course of the night? I mean, we've reports in yesterday's papers that there were some suggestions it may be Romanian gangs who are running the operation in parts of Limerick.
I saw Gardaí pass the house several times in patrol cars, but each time the girls would run into the house. So before the Gardaí passed, the girls were hanging around on the steps outside. The report in yesterday's Sunday Independent, it did make reference to the fact that most of the women are from a certain part of Romania and that they've been brought here in recent years. There is some evidence that the women can make up to €1,000 a night, Miles, and that money has been wired through from Western Union facilities in nearby internet cafes. Has to be said, it's reported that the HSE got involved in a case recently in Limerick where a Romanian prostitute was arrested several times while heavily pregnant and the baby was subsequently put into care. And I think last week Gardaí sought antisocial behaviour orders against 8 Romanian women allegedly involved in prostitution in the city. So I think that might explain, Miles, why there aren't so many walking up and down the street. Although, as I said, I mean, they're in plain sight outside this one property in particular.
Now, you actually approached the women and asked them for an interview.
Well, locals were telling me to be careful of the so-called pimps, and I did see four men entering and leaving the house, the same four men, several times during the evening. So at about 10 o'clock, those four men left and they headed towards O'Connell Street, and I decided to call to the house and see if any of the girls would talk to me. When I approached, I obviously had the microphone in my hand. Most of the four of them outside fled, but one girl sitting on the steps, she agreed to talk. I would say she's in her late 20 miles from Romania. She told me in advance that she wouldn't discuss how much money she earns, but, you know, reports will say it's somewhere between 80 to 130 euros for a half hour of full sex if you book it online. It could be as low as 30 to 50 euros also if it's not an online transaction. But anyway, this is what she had to say, and I want to apologise in advance for the use of bad language. Have you been having problems from the guards?
Actually, too many problems, yeah. But this is normal. Everybody needs this. They deserve it. Maybe they're married, not married people, you know. We are safe, clean, you know. And this is not, never it's going to stop this business. Because in all the world, nobody stop this business. And never can do that. You'll see with the time what is going to happen.
Is business good at the moment?
No.
And that's because of the attention?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been standing there looking for some time and...
If you want to stop the prostitution, you have to go from Dublin, you know? That is the big area. The big bullshit, because you say you have too many pimps. How many pimps is he here? They're not pimps. Why not get enforced from Dublin after come here? Because in Dublin, it's straight.
I did see some men come in and out when I was looking. But they're not pimps, you're telling me, no?
No, they're not pimps. We don't have. Because the guard was already in the houses, checking in. If you have proof, why don't come to arrest it?
Tell me, generally, how much money are you making?
No kind of money. I'll go very soon home.
Hmm?
I go home. Because I have two kids. I'm divorced.
Is it safe, what you're doing? You must have had experience that weren't positive.
It's not been the experience. It's not easy, but it's easy money.
I'm telling me about the kind of men that are coming here. All
older.
Different. Like what?
Older. Maybe not married, not engaged people. Older. You understand? Separate people. And, you know, this is normal. You need it. Everybody need it. It's something normal. Actually, if you have pleasure to have, maybe you get the business with the pleasure together.
So you were telling me that it's something that you enjoy?
Sometimes, yes.
And you've been in Ireland for how long?
I have 4 years.
But you think business is going to end soon, so you're going to go back?
I'm going to be back.
And when the guards come here, I saw tonight that they passed in the car and you all ran inside. When the guards come...
He just tell you to go home, to go in the house, because the people there are making complaints and he don't want, you know, to do that.
How did you get into this business?
Myself alone. He just bring me a friend. He was in the escorts. And I come, I was in the escorts, not very good money, and then I tried the streets. I'm just okay, I just try to survive. I have two kids, then I have to survive, and my country is a very poor country.
I can't go inside and see the house?
And the people, I want to say something. The people, the prostitute is not mean to be a bad woman and don't watch you with ugly face and just... It's very easy to say about a prostitute. It's just a dirty bitch. But there is not like that. It's just be in my place to have my situation is going on to understand what is mean.
Some of the business owners on the street have told me today they don't like this. It's bringing the wrong type of people to the area. The area is getting a bad name.
I don't know what to say about that, and I don't want to, you know.
And the person who owns this house, does that person know what's... activities are happening here?
I don't want to answer about that. I don't want to include. I am very good and I thank you to everybody for cooperation. I thank you to you and maybe the people is going to listen to me.
Okay, sounds like the attention on the issue, mm-hmm. That was one of the things you established right at the beginning of that interview. It's having an impact on the money that the women are earning. So economics might, in the end, force them out if even the law can't, perhaps.
That's the distinct impression I got, anyway. There's really a spotlight being shone on now on the problem, and everybody knows the Gardaí are watching closely the goings-on in these properties. So that lady, you know, as you heard there, Miles, she wouldn't allow me in the house, and she wouldn't allow me to talk to any of the other girls or any of the men I saw entering and leaving the house. But, you know, some shop owners have had huge issues with the women hanging around outside. Although that would appear to have stopped for now. But you know, the last clampdown in 2011, after that, the girl simply moved from the top end of Catherine Street further down the street. So it remains to be seen whether this will have an impact. About 40 brothels have been closed in Limerick in recent years. There were reports that I saw. And as Gerry Flannery, the Munster rugby player, pointed out this week, it's the men who avail of these services. They need to examine their own actions.
It's notable too that Doris Limney, working on migrant rights in Limerick, is part of 68 organisations involved in the national Turn Off the Red Light campaign, which is seeking to end prostitution. That organisation is calling for no further delay in seeking the introduction of legislation targeting sex buyers as a matter of urgency.
Yeah, and the criminal law in this area is being reviewed, so we'll wait and see if any changes which might be brought about will have a lasting impact. Should be pointed out that the latest Department of Justice figures show that 134 people had been known to be trafficked here for sexual exploitation between 2009 and 2011, and that one in four of those were children. I think it's really important to make that point. Although all the women I saw on Saturday night, they did, I have to say, look in their late 20s, 30s or early 40s.
Brian, thank you very much indeed for that. Brian O'Connell reporting there from Limerick. A couple of interesting texts here. Somebody says, I won't forget it, outside Jury's Inn a few Saturday nights ago in Limerick, I was on a stag. Between 8 and 12, there were 9 women out on the road offering sex to us, and even that night, one of the women came in for a walk through the bar, and she was also offering sex. Somebody else says, prostitution is a serious problem, but I can't help smiling at the outrage of men who are being whistled at and propositioned. Welcome to the world of routine sexual harassment, lads.